This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind, body, spirit system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. Inside Out Weight Loss is about deep and lasting weight loss. It's about identifying and changing the causes of your weight struggle at their roots, so that the symptoms go away almost by themselves, easily, automatically, and you find yourself actually preferring to eat well. You find yourself jazzed about working out. And most importantly, you find yourself with new inspiration, new excitement about the rest of your life. Because at the end of the day, isn't that what it's all about? About really, truly, and fully living our lives? About sharing the gifts that we've been given with others in a way that both renews us and spreads the wealth? Now, that may seem a little ways away from where you are in this moment if you're just starting this journey, but just let that be a little seed planted about how, as you progress through your journey to naturally slender, that not only do you become naturally slender way sooner than you expected, but all sorts of other areas of your life start to light up and become more fun, more fulfilling, more enjoyable at the same time. Who knew? And now it's time to take a moment to become present with ourselves, because by being present with ourselves, we can truly make the kind of deep and lasting changes that make change so easy for you. Imagine, for example, that you're sinking into the most comfortable, big, fluffy, puffy armchair that you've ever sat in. There it is, so inviting, and you sit down in it and sink deep inside to this armchair. It's the most wonderful, cushiony feeling that perhaps you've ever felt. And as you relax into it, as you feel all of your muscles simply giving way and allowing themselves to be supported by this delightful, cozy chair, you can imagine, for example, that all of the sounds in your environment begin to fade away. You can imagine as well, perhaps, that all of those stray thoughts in your mind begin to drift away, the to-do list floats away. You can have it on a string if you like to bring it back after this episode is over. It'll be there waiting for you patiently. It likes you, I think. But those to-dos begin to just fade away. They begin to drift away along with all the other thoughts in your head. It's interesting how many thoughts we can have in our head at one particular time that can all just fade away together, kind of like steam evaporating from a shower or skywriting fading out of the horizon. We sink down deeper, deeper inside to this delicious chair. It's so comfortable. It's as if it were made just for us. And in this place, we become more and more aware and more focused simply on our inner experience. The outer experience drifts away, and our inner experience becomes more and more present and aware in our lives. Any sensations that you feel deep inside of your torso, you simply notice them and allow them to take you deeper down inside. And simply become aware of the deepest level of awareness that's available to you now. Just drop down to that deepest level that's available to you in this moment. And notice how it supports you, like this delicious armchair, allowing you to simply surrender to it and go deeper. And in this place, go ahead and dedicate this episode of Inside Out Weight Loss to you, Let it be your own gift to yourself. Now, we've been talking about family members who seem to sabotage us, family and friends. We've been talking about what the heck do we do if we have people in our lives, especially close to us, mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, and best friends, who seem to do whatever they can to get in our way, husbands, wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, whoever it is. We've been talking about what the heck to do with these folks, knowing that it's so darn hard to change other people. In fact, it's incredibly frustrating. In fact, I recommend you give up the effort right now because it's probably a lost cause. Which leaves us, of course, with changing ourselves, which, alas, at times may appear almost not possible, but truly, it's actually way the heck easier than changing other people. And you may, if you've been listening to Inside Out Weight Loss for a while, have realized how easy and actually possible it is to make the changes to yourself, the kind of changes to yourself that really make huge improvements in your life when you have the right tools. When you understand the way the brain works, the way motivation works, change becomes a whole heck of a lot easier than we ever thought it was. Thank goodness. I know that is one of the number one things I'm grateful for in life. Now, what about these folks who are just getting in our way, seem to be there trying to cause us problems? We love them, don't we? We can't just get them out of our lives because we love these people. They're well-meaning, don't you think? Or maybe they're downright nefarious. Is it possible for someone to be downright nefarious? Badly intentioned? I personally don't believe so. And let me tell you why. Because first off, if I did believe that people were downright nefarious, if they were truly bad or evil, well, then I wouldn't be able to forgive them, would I? And if I couldn't forgive them and they harmed me in some way, well, I'd have to carry around the burden of that resentment and harm with me everywhere that I went. And I am just not interested in that. I would much rather forgive them. I'd much rather assume that they have some kind of positive intent, that they truly are well-meaning. Maybe mother bleepin' misdirected, but well-intentioned, well-meaning. I mean, let's look at some egregious cases here. Bernie Madoff with your money. I read about him in the paper today. Apparently, he's having a grand old time in prison wearing orange. So the man did some pretty dreadful stuff and on a grand scale. And I apologize if you were personally affected by him because it must have been the pits. Really, really bad. He was a con man and he took advantage of innocent people. But somewhere beneath all that, he had some kind of positive intent. He was trying to get something for himself that would make him feel better. Perhaps he thought that he was only worthwhile if he had a lot of money. Perhaps he so believed in the trappings of wealth that he really had no inherent self-esteem, and by having the trappings of wealth, he thought that he could make up for his personal inadequacy. I don't know. I'm just guessing that a guy like him who has to earn all this money by lying to people has a serious belief that he's a fake or a fraud because, well, in fact, he became a fake or a fraud. He was one. Perhaps he still is one. And it's got to be pretty darn miserable to live that way. So what he did, he was trying to make himself feel better. And, you know, I am all for people feeling better. I'm just not for them doing it in a way that hurts other people. So he was mother bleepin' misdirected, yes, but well-intentioned. Now, let's talk about Grandma with the pumpkin pie, the real saboteur in our lives. I don't know if you're with me on the Madoff thing, but Grandma. Now, Grandma must be well-intentioned, don't you think? Let's just take a leap of faith here and say she is, because again, we need maybe a little reminder on the whole forgiveness deal here. Forgiveness, I know it's got this exalted image as the selfless, wonderful thing that those of us that are morally evolved do. But the truth is that it's one of those super duper selfish things that we do that happens to benefit everybody all the way around and make the world a better place. Enlightened selfishness, baby. And forgiveness is on the top of that list. You know, forgiveness, take great care of yourself because then you have way more to give everybody else, that kind of thing. You feel better, they feel better, everybody's better, it's all good when we take care of number one first. I see that it's time for us to take a break right now to support our sponsors. You're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and we'll be right back.
Hi there, this is Lisa Cook of Family History, Genealogy Made Easy. Have you ever wondered who your ancestors were? Finding your family history has never been easier or more rewarding. Get the tools that will deliver success along with inspiring stories of family discovery on my weekly show, Family History, Genealogy Made Easy, on personallifemedia.com.
We're back now. Before the break, we were talking about Grandma and her evil ways with the desserts. And seriously, I'd like you to allow yourself to begin to kind of drop inside again, kind of sink back down to that armchair, because I'd like to guide you on a small guided journey, a guided journey to better understand what the heck's going on with those well-intentioned people in our lives. Now, maybe you don't have any saboteurs in your life. Maybe you are surrounded by wonderful cheerleaders supporting everything you do. And if that's the case, I want you tonight to go to your success journal and in gold sparkling ink, I want you to write their names all over your journal, surrounded by little smiley faces and hearts of appreciation to have all of these great people in your life. Smiley faces, stars, and sparkles. Well, it might be a good idea to do that anyway for those supporters, those cheerleaders in your life. Write all their names down in your journal just to surround yourself by them as you drift off to sleep tonight, feeling their lovely support all around you, allowing you to relax down deeper inside. And for purposes of this journey, maybe you have a saboteur, or maybe you just have somebody that you don't get or who's frustrating you or driving you crazy, someone who's really getting to you, and you have an awkward relationship, a bad relationship even, that you would like to make better. Anyone like that in your life, just think about that person now as you allow yourself to just sink down even deeper into this yummy armchair, you know, the kind where all of your muscles on contact just go, relaxing down inside into that inner experience, just becoming aware of the deepest level of awareness available to you now, which may be so much deeper than ever before. Now, what I'd like you to do is to begin to think about this person that you're a little bit miffed at, this person that you feel like is not on your side, the saboteur in your life. Just get an image of that person in your mind's eye. See them there in front of you now. And as you see this person in your mind's eye, I want you to begin to think about this person, begin to think about their lives and their histories and their personal situation and what their motives might be. And as you do that, go ahead and begin to float right out of your body. Imagine you could float out of your body and you could sink down into them. You could actually be this person. So as you are this person, seeing from their eyes with their history and the pressures that they have in their life and their belief systems and their values and beliefs, their concerns, the stress that they might have, the people important to them, the people that they care about, the frustrations that they might have. And just take a moment to really notice what it's like to be this person. How does it feel? What's it like? Is it nice? Is it not so nice? What do you notice here that perhaps surprises you? Just take a few moments to notice what it's like. And now, as this other person, look at yourself. Look at this person in front of you and notice how you feel about that person. That person, which is actually you. Notice how you feel about that other person. Any surprises here? Perhaps there's new information. And once you've noticed this, what it's like to be this person, what it's like to see yourself from the eyes of this person, allow yourself to float back out into the sky, and imagine that you could look down from this place, floating in the sky, and you could look down and you could see this person, the saboteur, and you could also see yourself, and you can see the relationship that these two people have. There's new understanding available to you here. What is it? What do you notice? Take it all in. Notice the dynamic. What do these two people need to break down any barriers that might have been between them? Imagine that an angel or their higher selves comes along and can give them a gift of some sort and gives each of them that gift. Perhaps it's an angel, perhaps it's the other person's higher self and yours, and give you a special gift. Notice what it's like to receive that gift deep inside. How good it feels. How much it was needed. Breathe it in. And notice as each of these people takes in this gift, their interaction, the tone of it, changes, shifts somehow. Just noticing that shift and seeing from this new perspective, information and understanding that wasn't before available to you. And when you're ready, you begin to float back down inside, back into you again, back to be present with you, complete with this new understanding, this new information, these new perspectives. And when you're ready, open your eyes and be present again. You can do this exercise anytime you like on your own, floating out of yourself and into a person that's kind of getting to you, person you're kind of annoyed with, just to understand what might be going on for them. Because, of course, we never have the whole picture. We can never understand the complexity of what's going on in that person's life. All of the factors, we can never know all of that. But by doing this exercise, we can perhaps get a slightly better insight, a slightly better understanding that brings perhaps some empathy, some understanding of their positive intent, some understanding that really they are truly well-meaning, that they're struggling with some stuff. They got some stuff going on. And they may be coping with it in a way that doesn't work so well, but they're doing the best that they can. And you may even find that the next time that you're with this person, that as your perspective has shifted and your compassion has grown as your heart has opened, that somehow the interaction shifts in a good way. I'll be so interested to hear how that goes. You can leave a comment on the blog at personallifemedia.com/Renee, R-E-N-E-E. That's personallifemedia.com/Renee. There are all sorts of great links on my blog, including one to my website, one to join the Yahoo group, which is a fabulous resource run by listeners absolutely and completely free, where you can support and be supported by joining a community of like-minded people. And that brings us to the end of our show today and to the end of our series on when families and friends try to sabotage you. I hope you've enjoyed it. On the next episode of Inside Out Weight Loss, we'll be talking about how to go from a self-identity of big girl to babe. Now, if you're a guy, it could be big boy to dude, something like that. Join us on the next episode of Inside Out Weight Loss. The gift that keeps on giving is a gift to yourself. If you're interested in accelerating your progress, you can check out the guided journeys for sale on my site at reneemethod.com. Sabotage Self-Sabotage is a powerful journey to establish a beautiful foundation for lasting weight loss. That's reneemethod.com. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to develop and share your abundant soul's gifts. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.